We are not alone. Forget what you think you know. Forget what your mother told you when she tucked you in at night. Forget the lies of our oppressive, cabalistic allied governments. Behind this curtain is the very secret they do not want you to see. The most astounding scientific find in the history of humanity. Proof of alien life. That's right. Go ahead and laugh, sir. But what you see inside this room will change your life forever. It will haunt your dreams and harrow, yes, your very soul.
Yep, it's a cow fetus.
Guess so. Does seem to have an awful lot of limbs.
It's mutated.
But cow? How do you figure?
It's upside down.
Oh, yeah. Cow.
Yep. And I'm out 12 bits. I really know how to show a girl a disgusting time.
Oh, sweet. Poor little thing. Never even saw the light of day. Now what's in show business?
You managed to find the bright side of every single thing.
Also, we've got this booth to ourselves for 5 whole minutes.
We're not alone, remember?
He's not gonna squawk. Tell me more good stuff about me.
Well, you're kind of a genius when it comes to machines. You always say what you mean, and your eyes are...
Yeah, eyes, yeah.
And, I don't know how to, Oh, plus, every other girl I know is either married, professional, or closely related to me, so... More or less, you're literally the only girl in the world.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
I was joking.
Oh, no, I get it, I do. Back on Osiris, you probably had nurses and debutantes crawling all over you, but down here at the bottom of the barrel, it's just me.
No, that's not even...
I'm glad I rated higher than Dead Bessie here.
Oh my god, it's grotesque! Oh, and there's something in a jar.
Scare her away again, did you?
This may come as a shock, but I'm actually not very good at talking to girls.
Why, is there someone you are good at talking to?
Do not fear me. Ours is a peaceful race, and we must live in harmony.
Struck out again, did you?
It's like something out of a fable. This priceless artifact, the biggest score of my unseemly career, and no one will touch it.
The Lassiter is universally known. Fencing it is like fencing the Mona Lisa.
Well, what? Mona who?
You're out of your league. You should consider my offer.
I'm done thinking about that, and you are to stay clear.
I know people in the highest ranks.
Jabber, jabber, jabber. I ain't listening. Look, just because you helped out on the job, don't make you a crook. And I will not have you jeopardizing your career over this.
The career you abhor and look down on?
I just don't want you in the way of trouble. Just take it as you like. Amnon! How you been?
Malcolm! An old friend's face is a bomb in this age.
Raise your wave. You holding some posts for me?
Yeah. Got yourself quite a haul. You can sign for everyone, right?
Sure.
Good.
Any packages for me?
Don't know yet.
Problematic.
Girl's mind-reading genius. Can't even figure out how to eat an ice planet.
Did you get everything?
Yeah. They didn't have no rounds for the bunder, but we're ammoed up pretty good. Got a good discount on account of my intimidating manner.
This one's addressed to you and Zoe, Mal.
Don't remember ordering any parts.
The little ones for Kyle.
I got post.
Might we all want to step a few paces back before he opens that?
Ha ha! It's from my mother.
So, do aliens live among us?
Yeah, one of them's a doctor.
My dear boy, I hope you are well, and that you get this soon in your travels.
Did you order any equipment?
Thank
no,
you
sir?
For the credits you forwarded. They have helped, as Maddie is still sick with the damp lung. I made you the enclosed. Enclosed to keep you warm in your travels. Hope to hear from you soon. Love, your mother. How's it sit?
Pretty cunning, don't you think?
I think it's the sweetest hat ever.
Man walks down the street in that hat, people know he's not afraid of anything.
Damn straight.
Well, let's hope we get some funny hats, too.
What'd y'all order a dead guy for?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. Take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Thanks. I didn't know you were out there.
Sword Point. Stealth. You may have heard of it.
I don't think they covered that in basic.
Well, at least they covered dropping your weapon so you can eat beans and get yourself shot.
Yeah, I got a badge in that. Won't happen again.
It does? I'm just gonna watch.
Anything interesting out there? You don't mind my asking?
About 30 troops behind those buildings. Mortars. No rollers yet. I expect they plan a peck at us for a spell before they charge.
They had two scouts sniffing. I took them down.
Well, I didn't hear a single thing.
First rule of battle, little one. Don't ever let them know where you are. Of course, there are other schools of thought.
That was bracing. They don't like it when you shoot at them. I worked that out myself.
Did you find Vitelli?
Vitelli's out of it. Bumblebee laid down arms. The first sign of inevitable crushing defeat. Can you imagine such a cowardly creature?
Southwest corridor's open, huh?
Tracy, ain't you dead yet?
Through no fault of my own.
I really wanted your beans.
They're gonna come right through here. They got rollers?
Oh, they got every damn thing. How's the lieutenant?
Well, started screaming all of a sudden about his arms. Where's his arms? We had to go back and find him.
What the hell happened?
He ain't even hurt.
He's got 10 pretty fingers on his hands like the most of men.
But he's screaming like they're gone, crying. He ain't said a word in 2 hours.
He's Keats.
Sir, do we hold?
I don't want to die here. Forgive me saying, this rock ain't worth it. Not our lives.
Everybody dies, Tracy. Someone's carrying a bullet for you right now, doesn't even know it. The trick is, die of old age before it finds you.
We can still cut through the 22nd of the school system. Make a decent stand there.
Well, I can't do any good here. I sure as hell ain't gonna lay down arms. Zoe, you heard the lieutenant give the order to join up with the 22nd?
I did.
Round him up, then. And you heard the lieutenant, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna rat you out, sorry.
Ain't me, I'm worried on. If the lieutenant ever gets his mind back together, this shouldn't go on his record. Ain't his fault he couldn't take it.
More than he'd probably do.
Seeker?
It's glorious.
Come on, we gotta move.
I can't.
You got to run.
Oh, I get the lieutenant.
Really? Sorry.
I know the old saying.
Well, it don't make any kind of sense. Zoe?
I got nothing. But it's definitely Tracy.
You know this guy?
Is this a warning of some kind?
Listen, now, you gotta get this thing out of my station. No. Human transport on a postal route is very, very illegal. If anyone even knows I took a corpse in, I'll lose my franchise.
Well, who says?
I don't know. There's no return.
How long has it been here?
Near a week. That's why I waived it. This can't stay here.
You don't smell.
And no, indecently preserved. Give me a hand.
We're taking him on board?
We are.
Don't know if I see the percentage in that.
Don't strain your brain trying. It might break something.
We got it.
What's going on? Did we get something fun?
You are such a boo.
How do we know he ain't plague-ridden or some such?
We know.
We don't, actually. I mean, I respect that you guys have a history, but what are you doing?
If you want me to do a proper autopsy.
Cut him up?
Not just yet, thank you, Doctor.
Robot.
What do you got?
Okay. Recording. Hi, I guess. This is a message for Zoe and for Malcolm Reynolds, and I really hope you all are the ones listening to it. I'll spare you the boring details. Falling in with untrustworthy folk, making a bunch of bad calls. All that matters is I expect to be shuffled off, and you two are the only people I trust to get me where I'm going, which is home. I'd like my body to be with my folks on St. Albans. We got the family plot there, and my mom and dad, well, they deserve to know I died. You know, it's funny. We went to the war never looking to come back, but it's the real world. I couldn't survive. You two carried me through that war. And now I need you to carry me just a little bit further, if you can. Tell my folks I wanted to do right by them and that I'm at peace and all. When you can't run anymore, you crawl, and when you can't do that, well, yeah, you know the rest. Thanks, both of you. Oh, yeah, and, make sure my eyes is closed, will you?
Wash?
St. Albans ain't but a 2-day ride, you burn hard enough.
That might make your schedule a little...
It's all right.
Can I help you?
You are an ugly-looking little Quinn, you know that?
Look, if there's a problem, you know
so
I
you
can...
You have to be asking yourself, ugly as you are, how repulsive-looking the guy that's going to make you his little woman is going to be. I mean, prison is a lonely place. You sure as 100 moons ain't going to be pitching. So what kind of sorry-ass troll is going to get blue enough to grapple with you? Shudder to think.
I've broken no law.
Transportation of human cargo, especially dead cargo, through the Allied postal system is punishable by 5 to 10 years on the penal moon. Plus, you don't know this yet. But you resisted arrest. Where's my body?
I don't know. I
the dead guy. He got shipped here. And shipped back out, I guess. Where?
I never saw a body. But wait, there was a crate big enough for one. I mean, I did hand that over just a little while ago.
Lovely. Who got it? Malcolm Reynolds. Where do you suppose he's off to?
He captains a Firefly. You should be able to capture him if you leave now.
Are you telling me to leave?
Well, no, I didn't mean that.
Relax, you've been great. And I was just bluffing with that stuff about arresting you. I mean, who needs that kind of paperwork, skunk? Light him on fire.
No, wait, I told you. Come on. I told you what I knew. What are you doing?
Tell anyone we were here. Warn Captain Reynolds that we're coming, and you'll wish that we burned you. Don't mind. Good. Boys, let's go find us a corpse.
I really hope you all are the ones listening to it. I'll spare you the boring details. Falling in with untrustworthy folk. Making a bunch of bad calls. All that matters is I expect to be shuffled off. And you two are the only people I trust to get me where I'm going, which is home. I'd like my body to be with my folks on St. Albans. We got the family plot there, and my mom and dad, well, they deserve to know I died. You know, it's funny. We went to the war never looking to come back, but it's the real world I couldn't survive.
Oh, sorry, preacher. Am I making too much noise?
No. I was just saying a few words. Don't know the boy's denomination, but...
Oh, no, it's good. The Lord should ought to look after the dead. You want to do a set? I'll spot you.
I'm not so terribly in a mood.
Yeah. Most people are pretty quiet about now. Me, I see a stiff... One, I didn't have to kill myself. I just get the urge to, you know, do stuff. Like work out or run around. Maybe get some trim if there's a willing woman about. Not that I get flush from corpses or anything. I ain't crazy.
Makes sense. Looking to feel alive out of adventure?
Now, for psychology, that don't sound half dumb. My kind of life don't last long, preacher. So I expect I'm invested in... making good sport of it whilst I can. You gonna read over me when I get taken down, Shepard?
Oh, I suspect you'll be around long after we're all gone.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, River, that might not be the best place to...
Very comfortable.
I guess we do all have different reactions to death.
I thought I was gonna die.
How could he possibly?
Oh, my colonel was dead drunk. 3 hours pissing on about the enlisted men. They're scum. They're not fighters. And then he passed right out.
They couldn't even move him. So Tracy just nipped him right off his face.
And you've never seen a man more proud of his mustache than Colonel Obrin. I mean, in all my life, I will never love a woman the way this officer loved that lip fairy.
Big walrus, you think? All whacked up. Did he find out?
Oh, next morning he wakes up, it's gone, and he is furious. But he can't just say, you know, someone stole my mustache. So he calls together all the platoons.
We thought he was going to shoot us.
And, he's eyeballing all the men something fierce. Not a word. He comes up to Tracy. Tracy's wearing the Gorham thing on his face.
He glued it on.
He's staring the old man down wearing his own damn mustache. Oh, God.
Well, the colonel must have said something.
We hit?
They're close.
They're behind us, fired over the port bow.
Warning shot?
They could have hit us.
Feds.
This is Lieutenant Womack of Allied Enforcement. You are in possession of stolen goods and are ordered to cut thrust and prepare for docking.
Alas, sir.
That was quick.
Do you think Saffron took them off?
This is Captain Reynolds. I think there's been a mistake.
There's been a lot of mistakes, Captain. The latest of which is you taking that crate.
We took in a lot of inventory today. If something got mixed in, we'll be sure handed back. But I don't think we're your men. Let me check through the cargo. Is it marked at all?
I think twice about playing games with me there, mister. I will blow you to pieces.
You do that, your precious crate gonna be in bitty shards. Now, I got deliveries to make, officer, so you just lock onto my trajectory and I'll take a look here, see if anything matches your description.
Police procedure has changed since I was little.
He calls back, you keep him occupied.
What do I do?
Shadow puppets?
We'll take care of it.
I don't get this. They're after Tracy?
There's something else in that box. Anything?
Unless this crate's made of magical wish-granting planks.
Check his pockets.
That ain't right.
I think it's being blowed up. There's nothing about this sits right with me.
Empty.
Well, they want this body for something, and I'm guessing it ain't a proper burial.
Well, Doctor, I guess you are doing an autopsy.
You really think there's something in there?
Using corpses for smuggling is a time-honored, repulsive custom.
Maybe it's gold.
And maybe he was a friend of ours, and you need to show a little respect.
I got respect. I'm just saying. Gold.
He's been open before.
How's that?
It's good work. The scar's nearly invisible, but...
Well, let's see what's in there.
Suppose I was. Hey there, Zoe.
Private.
You feeling my calmer now?
Yes, Sarge.
Sarge.
Yeah?
I think I'm naked. Sorry for jumping on you the way I did. I was a little confounded.
Emerging from that state can be disorienting. Was it Bifidin? Bring that pan, please. The drug you took to make it appear as though you were dead. You remember what it was called?
Never did ask. Guy who sold it to me said I'd be under a week or so. He told me I wouldn't dream, but I did. I dreamt of my family.
You can take that.
All right. You want to explain to me exactly why you got yourself all corpsified and mailed to me? What are you running from?
Run to, not from. I just wanted to get home, that's all. It's all I ever wanted. Except there's them that take exception to that. To me, leaving. While I was in possession of their property.
What'd you boost, Tracy?
Was it gold?
More importantly, who'd you boost it from?
Well...
Captain, I don't mean to... We may have a medical emergency here. Man appears to be in cardiac arrest.
What? Tracy, you having a heart attack? You don't look like he's having a heart attack.
Don't pay any attention to your machines, Doc. They'll fib to you. Heart's just fine. Better than fine. Just runs a little hotter than usual, that's all.
My God. It's not just the heart muscle, it's everything.
All the moving parts. That's what I took, Mal. That's what they want back.
Tracy, you gonna tell me what in the chin show do you're talking about?
Sure, Sarge. Sure.
Thank you. So your innards ain't your innards?
They got scooped out. Replaced every bit.
What'd you want to go and do that for?
For the money. They're paying me to transport what they stuck in.
You're smuggling human organs?
They're grown in a lab. The only way they can move them is in a person. Not sure why.
Because the technology's not ready. Blasphemers are unapproved. Likely unstable. You're not just a carrier. You're an incubator.
I was supposed to be at the drop spot 2 weeks ago, a clinic in Ariel. They were to open me up, take out the goods, and put my own workings back.
So what happened?
A better offer. Another buyer was willing to go 3 times the going rate. It's enough so I could get my folks off that rock they've been forced to live on. Set them up someplace better. Someplace warm.
That's real nice.
But your better offer went south.
Yeah, I got myself in a little bit of a pickle, Sarge. The folks I was working for must have got wind of what I had planned. I showed up. My new buyer was dead. And there were some men waiting for me.
But you got away.
Only just. I knew they'd never stop looking for me so long as I was alive. Thought my chances would be better if I weren't.
So, you died. And figured they'd stop looking for you.
Yipper.
Maybe you figured wrong.
I think they're about done being stalked.
Ah! Ow!
Mal, your dead army buddy's on the bridge.
He ain't dead.
Oh.
How far are we to St. Albans?
5 minutes from Atmo.
Oh. Bring up the terrain specs.
Kaylee, get him out of here. And strap in. This is Captain Reynolds.
Reynolds, I'm a dangerous-minded man on a ship loaded with hurt. Now why you got me chatting with your peons?
Tracy, you go on down below. We'll handle this.
We're just seeing some technical difficulties, officer.
Not interested, Captain. I stepped over a lot of bodies to get to that one you got in your hold. You play this right, yours won't have to be among them.
Sarge.
The captain ordered you off the bridge.
Come on.
We'd love to let you boys dock, but that last buff you gave us knocked out our four couples, so we're gonna have to park it if you want the tour.
All right, Captain, we can do this on the ground just as easy.
Yeah, easy. There. Think you can do it?
Watch me. Attention crew, this is the captain. Sit down and hang on to something.
You okay? So I can let go of you now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
All this hard banking when the gravity drive and actual gravity start working against each other tosses the lunch about a bit.
Your pilot's pretty wild.
Oh, you can thread a needle with this bird. He's the best.
It's good to know. So are you and he,
sweeties? Oh, hell no. He's married to Zoe.
Zoe got married?
Yeah.
Yeah, next you'll be telling me she smiles. Has emotions.
She must have been such a stone-cold Zhang Shasho during the war.
I think the Sarge was even a little bit afraid of her. Now she's married. Well, that's good. People making a life for each other.
Ice cube. Now let's park it.
Just looking for a good spot, officer.
What is it?
Seconds to set it down.
strange. The defense station right here, but our friends haven't made a transmission since they broke out. Here goes.
So what about you?
Oh, you know, mostly just mostly.
Stuff like this.
Just finding myself in one scrape or another.
Yeah.
Sorry to drag y'all into this.
Oh. Danger's pretty much our business.
Still, if you got put in a bad spot at all, Kaylee, I'd be real unhappy.
Get ready for hard burn.
Take it, Crazy, to follow us in here.
Power. They might not read our auxiliary under all this.
What if they come down, try to get a visual?
Well, she's not a small ship.
We're not moving. Why aren't we moving?
Probably part of some genius plan to give the feds a slip.
Yeah, probably. What was that?
Something full yield mag drops.
I think they picked up a little triangulation in cop school.
Thousand one. 1,002.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting between lightning and thunder to see if the storm's coming or going. 1,005.
Options. Well, we're only as good as long as the roof holds out. Direct hit above us, ship's electrics will be fried. We'll have to climb out.
Yeah, or get dug out.
Getting closer.
Captain, there is another way.
Captain said to stay put.
I just want to see what's happening.
We're cornered, outgunned, and it's only a matter of time before they find us, what's left of us. Let's not wait for that to happen.
What are you saying, Preacher?
I'm saying we make good on what we said we were going to do. Let's call them. Fly out of this canyon. Let them board.
Give ourselves up.
It's our only choice.
We let these men board, we're taking an awful chance. These boys ain't playing, Preacher.
I'm aware of that.
That one was really close.
That tears it. I'm with the Preacher. I ain't getting snowed in permanent on account of some jackass kid.
It's the only option, Captain.
Wash, call the cops. Tell them we give up.
No, thank you. Tracy, what are you doing?
I said no.
Those bastards up there ain't wanting to yank out this million credit meat and leave me bleeding. Now turn off that radio.
Twerp's gonna get us killed.
Oh, don't you move. Don't anybody move. All right, we need to power up. We need to run, now.
Put that thing down, boy. You have no idea.
Oh, shut it, Shepard. Or I swear to your God, I will shoot you dead if you do not. Sarge, Zoe, what are you doing with this Bible thumper?
Wash, call the cops.
But
I'll kill him.
I'll put a hole right through him.
You mailed your ugly business to Zoe and me, Tracy. Cash on delivery. I'll go to hell before I watch you turn and bite us for the favor. Wash, call him up. Tell him we'll meet him topside.
No, thank you!
Do it.
No! You shot me.
Damn right.
That's enough shooting.
Wash! Ow!
Everybody calm down.
Kaylee, get out of there!
You're rabbit, Mel!
Hurry. I probably scared him back there a little bit, didn't I? Did you see the look on his face?
Great.
You're really bleeding.
Yep, they shot me.
Why?
Because they want to sell me off. You won't let them do that, will you, Kaylee? Because, you know, I think you and I really had a moment back there.
Tracy!
You know, Kaylee, I need you to fly me out of here. Can we take this shuttle and just go?
I ain't going anywhere with you.
Nobody's going anywhere, Private.
Whoa, Captain, what is going on?
Don't make me.
As far as I can see, no one's made you do anything. You brought this on yourself. Got in over your head with those stone-cold gut runners. Then you panicked. Put the whole mess down on all of us.
That ain't what happened.
Oh, yes, that's what happened. Start to think that trail of bodies Womack was talking about, I'm thinking some of that trail was left by you.
And you ain't left a trail of bodies, work you do. Because your rep speaks elsewise.
We're bodies of people helping me out.
And you're helping out lots. Because I needed a chest wound.
That can be seen too.
Do you think I'm stupid?
In every way possible.
Do you know why I picked you and Zoe? Because you're saps. You repping out as stone killers, but I still remember the old Sarge with his stories and his homilies. Glory and honor.
Maybe you should have listened.
Yo, well, what are you now? What are we now, Mal?
See there? You hear that quiet? It means the call's already been made.
Well, that call means you just murdered me.
No, son. Murder yourself. I just carried the bullet a while.
Problem during shipping.
Don't think I have to tell you folk the kind of trouble you're in.
Wetware smuggling, resisting fleeing an officer of the law. I'm sure the search of the ship will come up with another few felonies.
You won't be searching the ship, Womack.
That's so?
It is. You won't be taking us in, nor the boy who's dying up there.
I'm authorized to kill as I like. Shepard's notwithstanding.
Why is it you didn't call in for backup? There's a Fed station 80 miles from where you're standing. You got your command stripes at the Silverhold colonies. Puts you about 8 sectors away from your jurisdiction. Since you're running this job on the side, you took pains to keep your presence here secret. I don't imagine it would bother anyone if we laid your bodies to rest at the bottom of one of these canyons.
It's damaged goods anyhow. That makes you look like an idiot.
So, that was the plan. That was a good plan.
I think so.
You weren't that far off about me being stupid. I never could get my life working right. Not once after the war. Kaylee, I'm so sorry. I didn't... Sard.
Right here.
That stupid message of mine, and I was trying to play you guys. And now... You'll do it. You'll get me home.
Yeah. You know the old saying.
When you can't run, you crawl. And when you can't crawl, when you can't do that,
you find someone to carry you.
You know, it's funny. We went to the war never looking to come back, but it's the real world I couldn't survive. You two carried me through that war. And now I need you to carry me just a little bit further, if you can. Tell my folks I wanted to do right by them and that I'm at peace and all. When you can't run anymore, you crawl. And when you can't do that, well... Yeah, you know the rest.